There is a tract here, and I use this on the streets to talk to people. One of the ways I do it is I say, would you mind if I give you an honesty test? And if you open this tract up here, and then it opens up the full way there, they've got a honesty test there, and it asks them what they would do if they found this wallet. Would they take it to the police? I'll read you a couple of things. It says, the lost wallet. If you lost the wallet, would you phone the police to hand it in? Would you spend the cash but return the wallet? Would you search for an address in the wallet to contact the rightful owner? Or would you spend the cash and ditch the wallet? And so they go through the honesty test here, and then it leads to the gospel at the end. Now, this tract, I reckon, has about 90% chance of being picked up if you leave it on a bus seat, or in a telephone booth, or even on the ground. People will pick it up and they'll read it. The other one I use it with is I have the Titanic tract, and I hand this out on the street. I spoke about that yesterday. I say it's the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. People take the tract. Next month, I'll be saying it's the 111th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, April the 15th. So every year I can just change that, and they'll take it, and the year after will be the 112th. And then I can say, would you like some money for the voyage? And give that to them. So these work wonderfully on the streets. I just want to tell you something little that happened to us. Luke, do you want to come up here for a minute? Just very quickly. Now, Luke's in my church, and Luke comes out and just asks you, 1 minute, Luke, what do you reckon's great about handing out tracts?
I've really found that it's a bit like what the Bible says. It's a bit like fishing. So, in one sense, you're throwing a line, you get a bite. So, somebody comes along and you offer them a tract, and they smile and they take it, and you get your bite. But sometimes they'll really latch onto the hook, and they'll stay there and they'll want to chat with you. So they'll hang there, and that gives you enough time to start to talk to them about the gospel or the Bible or whatever they want to learn about. And that's what I like. I like those little opportunities to talk to people and learn about it and grow and, learn how to spread the word.
Thank you, Luke.
Yep.
So Luke and I are out one night, and a fella became a little bit aggressive. I love going out with Luke because Luke's a black belt, but so I feel quite comfortable going out on the street. And this night, if you know what the book of Acts says, only Luke was with me. That's what Paul said. So only Luke was with me this particular night. And we're in Hamilton, and Hamilton can be a bit of a rough area overnight when people are coming out of the pubs. And this is a bloke, he gets pretty aggressive, starts getting aggressive, and Luke sees the reaction to this fella, and he comes over, and then Luke starts engaging with him, and he still was aggressive, wasn't he? So I said to Luke, look, let's leave this corner, and we'll go up the road. So we go up the road, and I start walking, and I said to Luke, look, I'll buy you the best milkshake in Newcastle. I changed my mind, we changed direction, and we went to Jim's Milk Bar, which has been there since the 1950s. This is not sponsored by Jim's, but it's been there since the 1950s, and you get these incredible, incredible milkshakes that he puts peanut butter in and all unusual stuff. I think the heart specialists love that milk bar and make a fortune out of it. But anyway, we go and we get a milkshake, and we have the milkshake, and then I said to Luke, look, let's go down by the water. So there's about a 10-minute drive. We go down to the water where Honeysuckle is, and there's all these restaurants down there. And I thought we'd try there. And as Luke said, it's a bit like fishing. You go to one spot and the fish aren't biting, go to another spot. And so that's what we did this night. And we go down there and it's dark, it's pretty cold, and there's not many people there. And we're standing around trying to give out tracts, and then I say to Luke, I said, I think I've got to preach in the morning, so we'll go home. And we start walking, and there's a group of, I think, four or five girls walking towards us. And I thought, well, on my way back to the car, I'll just try this and see what happens. And I said, it's the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. One of the girls was, they're all shocked. They said, we have just been talking about the Titanic. So I gave them each a boarding pass, and they went away, and they were just talking. They were just so thrilled, because there was an old boat that's parked in the water there, real old wooden sailing ship. And maybe they saw the old sailing ship and started talking about the Titanic. But isn't that incredible? Isn't God's timing absolutely wonderful? The guy over there in Hamilton, he put us off. We didn't want to have a fight with him. Luke would have been quite capable, but we didn't want to fight with him. So we went up, changed my mind, went to have a milkshake. It was the Lord's timing. If I didn't have that milkshake, maybe we wouldn't have met those five girls. And they'd just been talking about the Titanic. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, God did wonderful miracles in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's still doing miracles today.